Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears.
Hi everyone, it's Patricia Warby here of Alchemy Therapies and also Rebel Health Radio. Now, today I want to talk about something that's really important, and it's an introductory idea, but one that a lot of people don't really think about. And that's the notion of what true health really means. Now, we tend to think of health as the absence of disease. You know, if somebody asks us, how are you, and you're not feeling ill, you will say, I'm fine, or I'm really good, or whatever. But we don't actually stop to think how we really are. And this is a function of so many things. It's a function of how you feel internally, how your organs are functioning and the kinds of messages that are giving your brain. It's a function of how your environment is interacting with you. You know, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you conflicted in some way, in which case your mental health might be suffering? And it's also to do with a really important interaction with each other and our society. And so really, health is not so much about not having anything wrong with us. It's more to do with how well are we interacting and functioning as a whole. And this is a holistic vision. Obviously, the word holistic bears a lot in common with the idea of a whole and healing. They, in fact, have the same root. So as whole people, we need to look beyond having diseases. And this is particularly apt right now, obviously, because the focus in the last couple of years has been so much on the elimination of one particular virus, which we have decided as human beings we are at war with. And I've talked a lot in other videos about that and the fallacy of that notion, and also the impossibility of it, because we are embedded, quite literally embedded in nature. We cannot escape viruses, bacteria, fungi. They are all around us in their trillions. So we need to look beyond that notion completely and look towards enhancing our body's own innate healing capacity and strengthening our immunity so that we are no longer completely poleaxed by infections. And a lot of this has to do with the way medicine works and how it has been gradually siloed into very small areas of knowledge. And very few doctors, in fact, actually have a holistic view anymore. They may go into medicine with the belief that they're going to learn how to heal people, but in the end, they come out with a very narrow training that encourages them really to see a pill for every ill. And it's not how a lot of them want to work, but it's the way the system encourages them. And if it's not a pill, it's surgery. And those are the two major options. And they work for acute illnesses. They certainly do. And modern medicine has been extraordinarily successful in eliminating many of the diseases of mankind. But sadly, we are facing a chronic illness pandemic right now. And that's not going to go away, because it basically depends on the environment we live in. As I said, this biopsychosocial model of the world. And our environment is increasingly toxic. Our air, our water, our soil are all being made unsustainable because of our belief in our superiority and our ability to strip the earth of its resources. This is having catastrophic effects on the health and well-being, particularly of children whose brains and in general their immune systems are still developing and so cannot take this toxic assault as easily as larger and more mature adults do. And so we're seeing the rise in chronic illness in children at a greater rate than ever. In the US, I think it's 1 in 3 children has a chronic illness, 1 in 3. And in the UK, we're not that far behind. You see the huge rise in asthma, allergies of all kinds, and eventually leading to more serious illnesses like anxiety, which may develop into OCD or bipolar disorder or ADHD and so on. And these are all signs of toxicity in the body where the brains are simply loaded with toxins, or the gut is, it depends on the individual where the main impact is felt. But we need to find a way of helping our environments clean up. We need to actively take a role in that and understand that our minds and bodies are not separate. They're not separate. They exist in the same organism and they resonate with each other. They have communication through our autonomic nervous system, through the organisms that live on and in us, the microbiome. Messages are constantly being relayed, and there's more messages actually coming up from the body to the brain than there are from the brain down to the body. So how we feel is often a result of how our internal systems are working, and that's the job of the autonomic nervous system. I've talked a lot in other videos about the autonomics, the difference between the parasympathetic and the sympathetic system. And it may seem like perhaps you don't need to know all that. And indeed, you don't need to know the detail, but you do need to know that your autonomic nervous system underlies basically how you feel at any given time. And if your parasympathetic is in dominance, then likely you will be feeling okay. You'll be feeling quite in flow and relaxed. If your sympathetic is in dominance, which most people, to be fair, is now the case, chronic stress is everywhere, you're going to be feeling in fight and flight. You're going to be feeling anxious. Your heart is going to be racing. You're going to be sweating. Or you may have more subtle symptoms, like you're just on edge all the time. You're always worried about things. Your brain goes to anxiety so easily. And to rebalance your nervous system, you really have to look at your whole life, not just, you know, the absence of anything immediate. You have to look at the deeper levels of what it is you're doing in your life, the kinds of people you're around, whether you have meaning and purpose, or are you just surviving? And these are all the things that I work with people when I do my interventions. So it's a very, very important notion. The main thing that you need to know, though, is that you can change the balance of your life. You can change the way you feel, and you're not stuck, although you may feel it. The problem is trying to sort that for yourself is sometimes extremely difficult. It was in my situation when I got ill, because the very brain that you're using to try and get yourself out of the situation you're in has already made associations and patterns based on previous experience. And so it will tell you all sorts of incorrect information about what maybe is the problem with you. And it may tell you just need to work harder, or you need to focus more, or you need to have more willpower, or you're just basically a waste of space and you shouldn't be here anyway. These are the messages that some people end up with, and they're all based on previous experience that hasn't been resolved, emotions that haven't been cleared in your body, in your mind. So there are ways now. We have these fabulous tools. And I talked about that recently in a conversation I had with Kath Finnegan, and I'll reference that in the description below. We talked about the tools for healing mind and body, and in particular, healing your gut as the first line. So please be reassured that health and healing are our birthright, and they are possible to achieve. And true health, as the WHO, the World Health Organization, has defined it, is actually achievable for every single person. But we need to radically alter our relationship both to ourselves and each other and our earth that we live within, because we are basically on a road to self-destruction here, and it's time to change that. So I welcome you all. Thank you for listening. There are many more resources on my website. There will be also some new resources coming out shortly, which will be about my membership scheme, which I'm going to be setting up this year for people who can't come and see me one-to-one for whatever reason, or are not sure about coming to see me one-to-one and want to partake of some of this information and learn about how to create true health and healing. And I'll be releasing more information as I develop that. But for the moment, I'll be linking my basic outline program document in the description below. So thank you for listening. Take care all. Bye for now.
Hey. Okay, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.